It's our property feature, and today we take a look at the expectations for the residential market in 2021. Improvements were seen in some parts of the market last year, particularly the sub 1 million rand level of the market, as buyers took advantage of the relatively lower house prices and low interest rate environment. But as the virus continues to wreak havoc and the national lockdown Titans, what are the prospects going forward? Well, to give us his take on things, I'm joined on the line by Barry Everett. He's the CEO at Chas Everett International Property Group. Thank you so much for joining us, Barry. Now, before we focus on 2021, just give us a quick synopsis of what happened in 2020.
2020 was an incredible year for all the wrong reasons, but we ended very, very strong the last 6 months of the year. It was almost as if it was just like a blimp on the radar in terms of the results that our company produced. In fact, the move to the technology, with the technology and the digitization of our business, to move onto our platform allowed us to communicate well with the customers. And it really changed the way we thought of dealing with our customers. Mm. You know, when there's a lockdown like you have had on the 24th of March, what do you do? All you can do is reach out and try and assist each other, because it becomes something that becomes really scary for many of the clients that we had and for many of our agents. So
yes,
it's just about being human, very human.
So fast forward to now, 2021, it's kicked off with a terrible bang, increased infections and deaths, tighter lockdown regulations, and a continued feeling of uncertainty for the economy and jobs. So in this context, how do you see the various components of the residential market playing out?
I don't have a crystal ball, but we do think that the momentum from the lockdown last year will start losing some of its steam. And although inflation remains low and interest rates are expected to remain low right through to 2022, it's, you know, still there's so many job losses and such an effect from what you've just mentioned. And you know, when the perception in the market is one of uncertainty, no markets do well.
Yeah.
So that's where we are right now.
Just speaking to what you're saying there, what does this then mean for the approach of the banks? I mean, can we expect them to become more risk averse as well? Because like you say, there's so much happening. Not much has improved from last year.
Yeah, well, you know, let's firstly say it's not all doom and gloom from a property market perspective. You know, every one of the first time home buyers that we had last year, it was about 64% of our buyers last year who actually bought and registered properties after lockdown were all, you know, people that were previously renting properties. So they found this a great opportunity to come and buy. We saw the age of first-time home buyers being quite relatively old compared to what we've seen a decade before. And, you know, the low interest rates, lowest in 50 years, has created that market that you've just spoken about.
Yes.
Now. In the upper, what we have seen that is strange, in a market that's normally robust, the middle to upper middle, and even going into the upper market, we've seen a lot of those people feeling such substantial stress. And, you know, that's unusual.
Yeah, no, it's a very tricky time indeed. And just in terms of the interest rate environment, do you think that's likely to remain low? And that, of course, if people can afford to buy property, even though you do see momentum coming down, they should go for it?
Absolutely, because there's the buyers. This is a market that's moved where sellers have priced correctly and need to sell. That's the opportunity for the buyers. So they shouldn't be sitting on the fence. You know, and for sellers that need to sell, they shouldn't be sitting on the fence either, waiting for the market to improve, because it might be a long while before it does with all the uncertainty. So if you're looking to buy upwards, this is a great opportunity to do so, because the bigger properties are taking the bigger discounts. Mm.
Barry, thank you so much for your time. That was Barry Everett. He's the CEO at the Chas Everett International Property Group.